Hey, before we begin, we want to go over a few reminders.
Because we review celebrities, mainly actors and actresses, we have to discuss the shows they appear in.
So be aware that our episodes do contain spoilers.
During the most spoiling parts of an episode, we will remind you.
But do yourself the favor, if you see that we reviewed an actor or actress from the TV show you're currently watching or wanting to watch,
go finish the show and then listen, because we don't want to ruin the effect.
Oh, and one last notice.
We tend to mess up pronunciations of names and locations, so please don't take offense if we mispronounce a word you know. All right, that's all. Now time for
Celebrity Deep Dive. Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today we're taking a look at our fifth celebrity for season two.
She acts.
She did a little theater.
And a lot of people know her as Mia from La La Land. She's
Emma Stone.
Alright, so let's start off with her childhood. So, she was born on November 6, 1988, in Scottsdale, Arizona, which makes her star sign a Scorpio.
Her surname, Stone, was derived from a Swedish name, Sten, when her ancestors immigrated to the USA on Ellis Island. She attended Sequoia Elementary School, Kokopa Middle School, and was briefly homeschooled.
She suffered from panic attacks as a child, and although she went to therapy, she claims that participation in the theater helped her cure them. So, as she got older, she attended Xavier College Preparatory School, which was an all-girls Catholic school, but she dropped out after one semester to pursue acting.
She also tried enrolling on one online high school while auditioning for Disney shows, but she received no offers.
And she also briefly worked at a dog treat bakery in her teens, so I thought we'd throw that in there because that's kind of an interesting fact.
Yeah. So now we're going to move on to her claim to fame. So her acting debut, her first thing on screen, was playing Laurie Partridge in a TV show called The New Partridge Family. And this was in the pilot episode, and I'm pretty sure it didn't go farther than the pilot episode in 2004.
Her biggest role was Mia Dolan in La La Land in 2016, which is also what she is most known for.
So now we're going to go through her other appearances, starting with television shows. Mm-hmm. So she played Cynthia McAllister in an episode of Medium called Sweet Dreams in 2005.
She played Diane in Malcolm in the Middle in 2005 in an episode called Louis Strikes Back.
She was the voice of Ivana Tipton in The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody in an episode called Crushed.
Mm-hmm. She played Shannon in Lucky Louie in an episode called Get Out in 2006.
She had a main role in the TV show Drive as Violet Trimble for 7 episodes in 2007.
She helped host Saturday Night Live for 4 episodes between 2010 and 2019.
She played various voices in a television show called Robot Chicken for 2 episodes in 2011.
She was herself in 30 Rock in 2012 in an episode called The Ballad of Kenneth Parcell.
She also made an appearance on iCarly as Heather in an episode called I Find Spencer Friends in 2012.
She played Gwen Stacy on Saturday Night Live in 2014 in an episode called Andrew Garfield / Coldplay.
Okay, I'm going to mess up this name. She played Rosanna Dana, I think that's how you say it.
Rosanna Dana.
In a television special of Saturday Night Live, 40th Anniversary Special in 2015.
And she played herself, she was herself, on Saturday Night Live in 2015 in an episode called Matthew McConaughey and Adele.
She made an appearance on Maya and Marty in an episode called Sean Hayes, Steven Martin, Kelly Ripa, and Emma Stone in 2016.
And she also appeared on Saturday Night Live in 2017 in an episode called Ryan Gosling slash Jay-Z.
And then finally, in 2018, she played Annie Lansbury, as well as being an executive producer for 10 episodes of Manic, and she was a main role.
All right, so now we're going to go on to some of her movies. So she played Jules in Superbad in 2007.
She played Amelia in The Rocker in 2008.
She was Natalie in The House Bunny in 2008.
In The Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, she played Allison Vandermeersch in 2009.
In 2009, in Paper Man, she played Abby.
She played Wichita and Krista in Zombieland in 2009.
She played the or she was the voice of Maisie in Marmaduke in 2010.
She played Olive Pendergast in Easy A in 2010.
In 2011, she played Kayla in Friends with Benefits.
She played Hannah Weaver in Crazy Stupid Love in 2011.
She played Eugenia Skeeter-Felin in The Help in 2011.
And played Gwen Stacy in The Amazing Spider-Man in 2012.
In 2013, she played Grace Faraday in Gangster Squad.
In Movie 43, in a segment called Veronica, she played Veronica in 2013.
She was the voice of Eep Crude in The Croods in 2013.
She made a reappearance as Gwen Stacy in The Amazing Spider-Man 2 in 2014.
In Magic in the Moonlight, she played Sophie Baker in 2014.
And in Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, she played Sam Thompson in 2014.
She was Allison NG in Aloha in 2015.
And she played Jill Pollard in Irrational Man in 2015.
Then we have one of her biggest roles for La La Land. She played Mia Dolan in 2016.
She played Billie Jean King in Battle of the Sexes in 2017.
She was Abigail Masham in The Favorite in 2018.
And lastly, she made a reappearance as Wichita and Krista in Zombieland Double Tap in 2019.
All right, so now moving on to her current status. Her current work. She is currently set to be the voice of Eep Crude again in The Croods: A New Age, which is set to be released in 2020, but it is still in production and it's almost the end of 2020, so we'll see how that works out.
She is also set to play Cruella De Vil in a new movie coming in 2021 called Cruella, which is already post-production, which is why we're making the assumption that it's probably not if it's still in production, it's probably not coming out because there's all that editing and stuff that has to be done. But yeah, I'm really excited to see her in Cruella.
I know, me too. I think she's going to do a good job with her role. All right, she is also set to star in the drama of Love May Fail, based on Matthew Quick's novel from 2015. So I'd just like to take a moment to be like, a novel written in 2015, like, that's already being turned into like a show or a movie.
Yeah, that
Like, that's
normally
really
they're
quick. So we'll see
all
how that ends up. So next we're going to go through some of her awards. She was nominated for 63 awards and won 31, and there's zero pending because sometimes there are pending. So Katie and I are going to go back and forth through 20 of her awards.
okay. So, in 2017, she won Best Actress for her role in La La Land.
She won Best Actress in a Leading Role for La La Land in 2017.
In 2017, again, she won Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy for La La Land.
She won Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture for The Help in 2012.
She won that again in 2015 for Birdman.
And she won Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Leading Role for La La Land in 2017.
She won Best International Lead Actress Cinema in 2017 for La La Land.
She won Best Movie Cast in 2012 for The Help and again in 2015 for Birdman.
She was also part of the winning the Best Movie Cast in 2019 for The Favorite.
She won the Special Jury Award for Best Ensemble Performance in 2018 for The Favorite.
In 2011, she won Hollywood Ensemble Award for The Help.
In 2011, she won Best Comedic Performance for Easy A.
In 2012, she won the Trailblazer Award.
In 2012, she won Best Acting by an Ensemble Cast for The Help.
In 2015, she won Favorite Movie Actress for her role in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
She also won Favorite Movie Actress in 2012 for The Help.
And Outstanding Performer of the Year Award for her role in La La Land in 2017.
Best Cast in a Film for The Help in 2011.
And Best Cast in a Film for The Favorite in 2019.
All right, so that concludes the awards that we're going to go through. So now we are going to move on to her family life. So Katie, do you want to get us started?
Sure. Her mother's name is Krista Jean Stone, and Jean is also Emma's middle name. Mm-hmm. So, fun little fact. Her father's name is Jeffrey Charles Stone, and she has one brother named Spencer.
So she is also married to Dave McCary, and they were just married this year, so they don't have any children yet.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're moving into the news section, and today we're going to talk about the latest on Emma Stone and Taylor Swift. So Emma Stone and Taylor Swift were originally famous best friends. Like, everybody knew that those two, they were besties. So Emma was a part of Taylor's infamous girl squad, but Taylor said that Emma and Selena Gomez were her two closest friends out of the entire bunch. So we suspected that something might have happened to their relationship since they haven't been seen together very much in recent years, and this claim is furthered by the fact that Stone wasn't in Taylor's Bad Blood video, which came out a few years ago and features tons of other famous women. So it seems like a great opportunity for her to have Emma Stone in there, but she didn't. So recently, very recently, in an interview where she answered questions from kids, Emma Stone said she couldn't pick her favorite Taylor Swift song because she loved them all so much. So maybe she and Taylor are still on good terms. So it's all over the place, and if anybody can find any supporting information for that other than what we already have, then maybe we can piece together the puzzle.
All right. Well, that was some juicy gossip. Concerning another celebrity that we already reviewed. We actually did a 2-part series on Taylor Swift, so definitely go check that out if you like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving on to our lightning round, which is a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we couldn't compile. Well, we couldn't put in any other subject, and yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, so first, her real name is Emily Jean Stone, but it was already taken in the Screen Actors Guild, so she goes by Emma. So she was between changing her screen name to Riley Stone and Emily J. Stone before settling on Emma. And I think in one of her earlier acting jobs, she was credited as Riley Stone.
She started acting in community theater when she was only 11 years old.
She's naturally a blonde. The Superbad producer suggested she go red while they were filming that movie.
Yeah, and she's, like, kept it.
Mm-hmm. She really has.
So she, before she started acting, she used to build websites for free because she was trying to teach herself HTML.
Mm-hmm. Her first performance was in a Thanksgiving-themed school musical called No Turkey for Perky when she was six.
She had braces. She had braces for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
7 years.
She had frequent anxiety and panic attacks when she was a kid, which inspired her to write a book called I Am Bigger Than My Anxiety.
Fun weird fact, she sucked her thumb until she was 11.
Wow. No wonder she needed braces for so long. So, she created a PowerPoint presentation called Project Hollywood in order to convince her parents to let her pursue an acting career.
When she was 12, she auditioned for the Nickelodeon show, All That. And to audition, she made up some characters. And two of her characters were a cheerleader who couldn't spell, which would be fun to play. Mm-hmm. Also, a possessed babysitter, which is...
That's on the creepier side of them. But that sounds interesting. Yeah. Emma Stone would have done really well on that show, I think. I watch a lot of reruns of All That. Like, she would have done well with it.
So, that's all we have today on Emma
Stone. Make sure to tune in next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest other celebrities and other information you want
to
hear about.
Also, don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio.
Let's do our weekly check-in.
We're at 2,838 plays. Super close to 3,000.
And we have 43 followers on Instagram and are currently looking for our next contestant for a So You Think You're an Expert episode. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram.
Like at least 5 of our posts.
And DM us with the celebrity you think you're an expert on. So you should definitely follow us to get your opportunity.
So, thanks for listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive.
Bye. Bye.